Abysmal. That's how Secretary of State Benny Sursa describes this month's voter turnout. 37.6% of Idaho's voting age population turned out at the polls during the election. Sursa says that's the lowest turnout ever since the state's been keeping statistics. Idaho's previous low turnout was a little more than 40% in the last midterm election in 2010. Of residents who were registered to vote this year, just 56% cast ballots. Sursa says he's very disappointed.
For Idaho, a voting age population, we always were, at least in the non-presidential years, over 40%. And this year we went down into the 30s. So it was a record year, but not the way we wanted it to be. And it's alarming that we're getting into a cycle of non-voting. The 18 to 24s are worse voters, but then they, of course, become older, and then there's a new cycle that comes in. And we need to stop it and get more interest and pride in voting and the responsibility and duty of voting in this democracy of ours. And there's a few things asked of us, and one of them is to participate. And I've been trying for 40 years, trying to get more folks to participate, and we'll all be continuing to try. It's very easy to vote in Idaho. There are no administrative hurdles. It's just getting that inner self and character for folks to go do their civic duty and vote. And presidential years, we come out in pretty good numbers, but non-presidential years, like I said, we had a record low.
Well, is there anything you can point to specifically that would have kept folks away or that was a problem? Weather was pretty good, so we can't blame it on that.
No, you can't really. Like I said, there's always an excuse for somebody who doesn't vote. Hopefully it's not just disenchantment with the whole process. And certainly some of our dysfunction on the national level would lead some to not being too enthused about participation, but that's the way we need to change things or rebuild things in people's minds is to sitting on the sidelines isn't going to do it. So you got to get in there and get active.
What have you been doing to get the vote out, and what do you think still needs to be done?
Well, what we've been doing to get the vote out over the years is to remove any sort of administrative burdens or obstacles. We have no excuse absentee voting. We have early voting. We have one of eight states that have election day registration upon proof of showing an ID. So we've administratively tried everything we want, or everything we could to make it easier to vote. We've done some student mock elections. We've done some other things with the Department of Education. We need to start early. What separates us from a lot of these, you know, other countries, they want to come to America, obviously our free economy and things of that nature, but our government and how we have our own freedoms and how we govern ourselves separates us from the rest of the world, and we need to recognize that and appreciate it and participate. You know, participation is the essence of democracy, and when you start getting no participation, I don't think it's right, whether you're Republican, Democrat, independent, libertarian, or whatever. We're all Americans. We're all citizens, and the republic is much better off when we participate.
That's Secretary of State Benny Sursa discussing the record low turnout in the final election he'll oversee. Sursa is retiring at the end of the year. State Representative Lawrence Denny will take over the post in January.